Chad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
How'd you like to get this news at 75 years of age? Hey, you're the father of a 43-year-old man. Well, that's what happened to Julio Iglesias the other day. But this cannot be.
I mean, come on. As much sex as that guy probably had.
This can't be a surprise to him because this has been working its way through the courts for quite some time now.
He's got to figure there's a couple kids out there.
A Spanish judge told Julio on Wednesday, hey, I'm siding with this ballerina who says that you are the father of this 43. I don't know how old the ballerina is. She claimed that she had a week-long affair with Julio years ago, and that produced Javier Sanchez. Julio would not participate in any kind of paternity test. In 1992, Sanchez's legal team secured a sample of DNA from a bottle that had been drunk from one of Julio Iglesias' sons, which reportedly proved that Sanchez and Julio Iglesias Jr. were brothers. But the judge in Spain actually tossed that evidence out and said, hey, all I got to do is look at this guy, and I can tell that his dad is Julio Iglesias. Who are we kidding here?
And he can sing like a bird.
Yeah. Julio was married at the time. This affair was back in July of 1975. And I hope Julio can afford it. He's only worth $600 million. But he's got 9 kids, so, you know,
that's a lot of pie.
Yeah. Sting has had to cancel some upcoming concerts because of doctor's orders. The Stinger is 67 years old. He's not saying what's going on here, but he made the announcement on Twitter, revealing that his doctor instructed him to take some time off from performing. So he called off a show in Germany last night and a bunch of other shows. Frank Zappa and Ross Perot joined at the hip.
What a table sit-down that would be.
Ross Perot, of course, passed away this week. Frank checked out back in the early 90s. The link between the two is that in 1991, Zappa was mulling an independent bid for the White House. And he told people back in 1991, told interviewers, that he wanted Ross Perot as his vice president. Zappa said, my main qualifications are that I don't play golf, I don't take vacations, and I do think the U.S. Constitution is one hell of a document and that this country would work better if people adhered to it more closely. So he said he was considering running for president. And he said that if he runs, Ross Perot would be his vice presidential candidate. And Alan Dershowitz would be his attorney general. Frank never did run, and he passed away in 1993. And the human blueberry is dead. The actress who turned into a human blueberry in Willy Wonka, remember Violet from Willy Wonka?
Oh, yeah.
Denise Nickerson is dead at the age of 62. Yeah, wouldn't she chew the bubble gum? She was always chewing gum, an avid gum chewer. And then they told her not to chew that gum, right?
And then she defied him, and that's when she turned into the blueberry or whatever.
And then didn't she start floating up and all? She was enormous. She turned into a giant blueberry, and well, it's amazing that she lived all these years after expanding to that size back in 1971. She did. She did a few shows after Willy Wonka, like she did the Brady Bunch and a couple other series, and then she became a nurse, obviously concerned about, health issues and what have you after that gross expansion.
The antioxidants from all the blueberries didn't help her.
So she became a nurse and lived a happy life. That's it. That's the trash.